Helping pollinators do their jobs. That story is coming up on This Land of Ours. Many folks around the country have been observing National Pollinator Week, and that includes USDA, who has unveiled something people can do to help pollinators, such as bees, do their jobs. Nathan Rice, a biological science technician for USDA's Bee Research Lab, says one of the biggest trends these days is urban beekeeping.
One of the ways to do that is to plant small pollinator gardens.
At USDA's headquarters, a new display has been set up in the People's Garden to show how to help pollinators do their jobs.
But these window boxes that the People's Garden are starting to implement are good ways to get some nice pollinator-friendly garden spaces in your home in an urban area without taking up too much space.
Rice explains how the pollinator window box works.
What we've done here to demonstrate the use of window boxes for pollinators is we've set up sort of a facade of what a typical house would look like, and we're showing people what they can do for a window box to put in. It's relatively simple, and what kind of plants they can grow. So it's just kind of a nice demonstration piece.
And he looks at what plants work best as high nectar producers.
Dandelions actually are a weed, but people like dandelions. They're actually very good nectar producers. Clover is another good one. Ornamental plants that people might think about putting in are lavender, things like heather. Basically, you want something that's going to provide a lot of nectar and is going to bloom for a long period of time.
And those will provide a surplus of food for our pollinators. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.